Majesty. The Jaws have nothing to say in their defense. This childish story of Mun, which never made sense, is an insult to His Excellency's intelligence. Your graciousness, too much time has already been spent. Let our people give the Jaws their due punishment.
But as the Jews were mumbling their last goodbye, something unusual caught the quick eye of our fearless hero, the little brave Shy.
Why, look, everybody! Look up in the sky! There's a very strange cloud I see floating by. It's at least 500 or 1,000 feet high.
What are you talking about, Shy? I think you have a fly in your eye.
Hey, Zeki, oh me, oh my. Look, everyone. Look up in the sky. Look at that colorful cloud going by.
Oh, it's a cloud full of colors. It's yellow. It's green.
It's purple.
It's orange.
It's aquamarine. Look, starting to fall in great frozen chunks and falling on Arabs and camels kerplunk. They're running in circles as if they are drunk. Ahmed, the Jews are burying us in colorful junk.
I told you, if we bother them, we are sunk.
All over my head, this stuff is plopping. I can't stand up, I'm snooting, I'm slapping. My donkey is flipping, my camel is slapping. Tell me, when is this madness all stopping?
At that moment, another piece flying straight from the south hit old Pasha Kazam right in the mouth. Poop! As he licked it off his mustache and beard, a great smile across his face now appeared.
Why, this stuff tastes delicious. It satisfies my innermost wishes. This must be it. They brought their mom. Oh, the Pasha has never had so much fun. It has to be mom. What else could it be? It fits the description right down to a T.
When the Arabs heard this, as can be expected, they started to push and to grab and collect it. Each Arab was shoving the one that was close. You see, Arabs don't know about Midos, Tovos.
Look, the Jews have brought us their wonderful fun. There's more than enough for everyone.
I eaten as much as I could till it hurt, and the rest I've stuffed in my hat, in my short.
But Uncle Dovey, did the Jews eat the man too?
Must we have interruptions when the tale is near through? Let us proceed so the end can ensue.
No, no, the Jews didn't eat it cause they were afraid. If the stuff was kosher, and how was it made? Then the Pasha walked over and shook the Rav's hand. And he said,
please continue to live in this land. Now I realize the Jews are a nation quite grand. Your prayers get answered right on demand. And they brought down Mom just the way you have planned. Yes, this stuff here is Mom. It's quite plain to see. It fits the description right down to a T.
And the end of the story, the way it was told, is that the Pasha gave the Jews 5 bags of gold. He told them it was a gift he felt they had earned. And somehow the next day, their food was returned.
Oh, look, the food is not food. Oh, I wonder where it...
But Uncle Dovey, what happened to Shy? That little brave guy, he was the hero, you cannot deny.
Well, because of his wisdom, he was made the advisor of old Pasha Kazam, who now was much wiser.
Don't slow it down. We're near the end. Let us proceed around the bend.
And what's about that sneaky cook? Ibn Abu Benzel?
Yes, the poor chap was burying over a ton of that tasty and colorful ice cream of mud. Even those who love ice cream consider it silly to be buried in it, because it can prove rather chilly. Yes, it froze all his bones and gave him the jitters, which usually happens to those type of critters.
Oh, I'm frozen, it's so cold, I'm freezing, I'm
again. And did the Jews make a Suda? Did they make a great feast?
Did they ever? There was 10,000 people there at least. They came from the north, the south, and the east. The most delicious foods were served to every single one, and no one complained that they weren't served mum.
Oh, Uncle Dubby, that story was so stimulating. It was absolutely fascinating.
The plot was so imaginative and breathtaking that both my knees are shaking. It shows that the Jews, no matter how badly they're mistreated, can never ever be defeated.
And what did you think, Willie, about Uncle Dubby's mises? About how the Jews were saved from the crisis?
Wasn't it as sweet as cherry?
Wasn't it extraordinary?
Perhaps it would be acceptable in places like Manhattan, or in Maryland, or the island of Staten. But here in London, I would suspect that for the correct effect, we need something with more intellect. It was a little too talkative, too gossipy. Here we need something with a bit more philosophy. It had too many words, too many pages. And the plot and the characters were too outrageous. And the storyline did not intertwine. And the beginning and end did not really blend.
You mean you did not like the tale I spun? You didn't like the ton of mud?
Well, in order to know for sure, one thing would be needed. The story would have to be repeated. I'd have to hear again each song, each rhyme. So, could you perhaps repeat it one more time? It's not to cause you to become hoarse, just to check it out, of course.
Of course, of course. I'd be happy to repeat it. Most definitely. Oh, yes. Please be seated. Our story goes the way all stories go. Many, many years ago.
Along with me, have no fear, cause you will hear a great story. I don't need a degree in storyology to satisfy your curiosity. Yes, I am Uncle D, I came across the sea, here to jolly England where they all drink tea. And whether it may be in London or Paris, my story's always come along with me. It'll give your mouth a schmeichel, it'll make you grin. In your head it will put seichel if you let it in. If you are a loser, it'll make you win. So please listen very carefully. It'll take you off to places where you've never been. Show you more amazing things than you can imagine. So whether you are British or American, join the Uncle Dubby Company. I get no salary, and yet I'm telling stories almost endlessly, cause they are more healthy than eating celery. A story doesn't have a calorie. I am Uncle Dubby, it's my philosophy, that every day we all should hear a great story. Sometimes I tell a tale about Nei Israel, how they were saved miraculously. It'll make you so simple that you'll do a flip, like a dive into the water for a summer's dip, like a bite into a chocolate cookie with a chocolate chip, or any of your other favorite food. It's like finding lots of money deep inside your bowl. It's like jumping in the air to do a somersault. They're telling everybody that it's not your fault. It's because of your happy attitude. It's because of your happy attitude. It's because of your happy attitude.